USDA recently released its August production report for U.S. cotton. While USDA did increase its estimate of 2016 U.S. cotton production and carryover, it also reported higher world consumption and lower world carryover. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the report.
The August report includes the season's first production field survey. USDA increased the 16 U.S. crop estimate to 15.9 million bales, up 80,000 bales from last month. The slightly larger U.S. crop was based on the excellent crop progress made throughout the Mid-South. All of the yields in the Delta states were estimated to average above 1,000 pounds per acre. The report was based on conditions as of August 1st, not actually current conditions. So crop conditions have dropped slightly since August 1st, particularly in Texas.
Campici further explains the August numbers.
Upland production was estimated at 15.3 million bales and ELS production at 565,000 bales. Harvested area was estimated at 9.5 million acres, which implies an abandonment rate of about 4.92%. The national average yield per harvested acre was estimated to be about 800 pounds, 22 pounds less than the five-year average.
And on a regional basis,
the Southeast crop is estimated at 4.5 million bales, based on harvested acreage of 2.25 million and a regional average yield of 958 pounds. In the Mid-South, expected production is 3.3 million bales. Harvested area is estimated to be 1.5 million acres, and the expected yield is 1,079 pounds per harvested acre. All the region states are expected to see yield increases when compared to their five-year averages. The Southwest upland crop is estimated at 6.9 million bales. Expected harvested area is 5.4 million acres, and the regional yield is 609 pounds. Upland production in the West is estimated to be 630,000 bales, with a harvested area of 198,000 acres and a regional average yield of 1,527 pounds.